Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of thy foot, of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given you, as I said unto Moses.
Yes.
Now, I know you're standing, but let me just stop there a minute and elaborate a little bit.
Yeah.
Look at that. Brother Jason, that's past it. Brother George, he said, I have done.
Come on.
Now, they're still inhabiting the land over with them.
Yeah.
Those fierce nations. But God said, I have. Do you know when God speaks something, it's done?
That's right.
Yes.
When God determines something, it's done.
Amen.
When God makes up his mind, that's all that matters. Amen. The centurion sent his servant out there. Amen. He was worried about his other servant. Nine. He didn't even think he was worthy to talk to the Lord himself. He said, I'm not worthy of you to come under my roof.
Right.
But if you'll just say the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He said, I have.
Mm-hmm.
He told Joshua on over here a little bit. He said, I have given thee Jericho and the king thereof.
Praise God.
Now the wall, the great, mighty, giant walls were still standing.
Yeah.
All the inhabitants of Jericho was doing fine.
Right.
But the Lord said, I have given
Amen.
Thee. Amen.
Right.
He said in past tense to Abraham, I have made thee a father of many nations.
Yeah.
Abraham didn't even have a kid.
That's right. Right.
I have made thee.
I have.
I just want to stop with that just for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4 said, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast.
Shall be.
Amen.
Yeah.
Them Arabs right now, what are they saying? From the river to the sea.
Oh, yeah.
They'll never expel Israel again.
Never.
They're there for good now.
That's right.
Amen. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land. You're going to do this. Which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous.
Yeah.
That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left.
Yeah.
Observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. All the Bible, amen, of that day. We've got more, but said, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper.
Right, right.
Whithersoever thou goest.
Wow.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous.
Wow.
And then thou shalt have good success. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. That'll be all of our text reading. But
thank you.
Look what he said there. You know, the predestination people, they act like it ain't. You're either in God's number or you're not, and ain't got nothing to do with you.
Come on.
I had a real good friend, Brother Jason. Rick Adams was my age, was in the same classes growing up in school, Brother George. And I tried to witness to Rick and get him saved. Brother Tom, I said, Rick, you need to get saved. You know what he said, Brother Ronnie? He said, well, if it's meant to be, I can't keep it. I won't be able to stop it. And if it ain't meant to be, ain't no use in trying.
Oh, Lord.
Now, that's how it's been taught.
Yeah.
That's how it's been taught.
Yeah.
Amen. That's what the predestination bunch believes.
Yeah.
Either you're of the elect or you're not. But what did this just say? Thou shalt make thy way.
That's right.
Prosperous.
Right.
If you choose to obey the Bible,
all right.
It's up to you. Whosoever will.
That's right.
That's the Bible. Amen.
Right.
Whosoever will. Whosoever He said, he that cometh unto me, I'll in no wise cast him out. Amen. But here it said, if you, glory be to God, if you will obey this book, you'll be blessed. If you'll obey the Bible, it'll be a blessing to you. If you'll do what the commandment of God said, he said, I'll prosper your way. I'll, amen, make sure good things fall in your path. I'll make sure, amen, that you're blessed. Now look, I know I'm not charismatic. Amen. We had it way before they did.
Yes, we did.
Amen. We don't believe in this name it, claim it stuff. And I know a lot of times good people go through bad things. But I'm telling you, by and large, amen, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them them all.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yes, he
is. Amen. The Bible here talks about if we can have the victory, he said it prosper us if we do right. He told Israel here and Joshua, amen, that if you will obey this word, if you'll watch, if you'll be careful, if you'll give all your heart, if you won't turn to the right and you won't turn to the left, I'll bless you for it.
Amen.
You'll be blessed of God, amen, for obeying the word of God. Amen. You can't help but be blessed if you walk uprightly and put God first. It's not always going to be the easiest thing in the world to do. Like old Naaman, the captain of the host of Syria, came over there, eat up with leprosy. Elisha didn't even give him the respect to go out and talk to him. He just sent a servant out there. Amen. All that stuff made Naaman upset. Amen. The historians say, I've read that the worst thing in the world for lepers is water.
Come on, bless you.
I'd say it was probably.
Yeah.
That's how God works sometimes.
Yeah.
Naaman go out there and get in that water and dip seven times.
Yeah.
Come on, amen. Bro. He threw a fit, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Amen. You don't have to understand God.
Come on now.
All right.
You don't have, amen, it don't have to fit in your logic and your category.
Come on now.
You can't always add it up.
Amen.
God's economy is not like our economy. Amen. You want to get, you want to be blessed, give, it says.
Right.
Give it away. Amen. If you want, amen, to gain. Amen. If you want to be exalted, get humble. Amen. God's economy is not like our economy.
No.
That's right.
God's math don't always equate with our math.
No, right.
If God wants 2 plus 2 to equal 5, it'll equal 5.
That's right.
Amen. How many knows you ain't always had enough money to pay your bills, but they's paid?
Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
Sure.
A lot of times God does things like that.
Come on.
Go down there and dip in that water. Amen. That's the worst thing in the world for me to do. That's the worst thing in the world. Amen. It'll make it terrible. No, not if God said. Not if God said. Amen. I've been talking around here tonight. Put your faith in God. Put your trust in God. Obey the word of God. It don't make no difference if you can make any sense out of it or not. You can't figure God out. You're not big enough. You're not smart enough. You don't know enough. He called you to Messiah. God is infinite. And we're, amen, limited.
Right.
Yes.
Understanding, amen, is limited. But God is it. You'll never be able to figure out the Godhead.
You can't do it.
No, nothing.
Amen. Explain it the best you can.
Come on.
Amen. Somebody said, what's like an egg? Like an egg. It's got a shell, and you got a white, and you got a yolk. And John said, it's like 3 eggs. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. If you can figure God out, you'd be as smart as he is.
Come on now.
Come on.
You're not. Amen.
That's right.
Come on. Come on.
We cannot figure God out.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
His ways are above our ways.
Above.
Amen. Higher than our ways.
Amen.
Amen. Far greater than what we could ever understand.
Glory.
But I'm telling you, he told Joshua here, he said, observe the book. Look at the book. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He loved the whole of mine. Just watch the book. Read the book. Amen. Parallel your life with this word. Amen. If you run across something you don't understand, don't worry about it. Just do it. Woo! Don't worry. Jason, reading the story of Josiah there, 8 years old, when he takes the kingdom real time, you know. Just a little boy, just chopped.
Yeah.
But it took a few years. After a few years, I think in the 18th year of his reign, maybe Hilkiah the priest and so-and-so the scribe, I can't remember his name right now. Oh, amen. Jethro the scribe, whoever he was. Amen. I don't know. But they got in that temple and messed around, Brother George, and they found the book of the law.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Hilkiah gave it to that scribe. Of course, the scribe could read and write. That scribe went and took it to the king, took it to Josiah. Oh, he had a good heart. He wanted to do right. How did the book get lost? I don't know. How did it ever get out of hand? How did it ever get away? I don't know, but they found it.
Yeah.
The scribe read it to the king. He read it in the king's hearing. And the king rent his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes. And Josiah said, judgment is determined to us. Judgment, even we're bound for judgment. God's wrath is upon us. Let us do something to turn his wrath. I'll tell you, Josiah tore down the groves and the high places. He got rid of all the idols. He got rid of all, even the prophets of Baal. He got rid of everything that offended God. I tell you why. Because he loved the book. He believed the book. He even got a hold of the book that we take for granted. And you know what God done for Josiah? You know the Bible said God's anger was not turned. God's anger and God's judgment was still coming. But you know what he said? Won't come in your day, Josiah.
Wow.
He said, you'll have peace.
All right.
You'll have peace throughout your day, Josiah. He said, we're going to delay it. He said, he told him, Josiah said, you go inquire of God. And in that day, there was a prophetess named Huldah. Amen, that had the word of God. They went to her. Amen, she began to prophesy to him. Here's what God said. He said, amen, it ain't going to come to you. He said, you go tell the man that sent you.
Come on.
You go tell the man that sent you. Talking about Josiah the king. Praise God. Amen. He's going to have peace in his day.
Peace.
I'll tell you what God did. God just delayed it. Amen. He gave Josiah peace. He said that man, amen, that rent his clothes. That man, amen, that was so tore up. In other words, that man that believed the book. That man that honored the book. That man that gave the book respect. That man, amen, that believed, amen, the word of God. I'm going to bless him. I'm going to help him. Peace round about. I'm not going to do it in his day.
Hey,
I'll tell you what. Yeah. God will bless you if you if you'll honor the word of God. If you'll bless him in this book. If you'll defend it like Paul said he defended the gospel.
Yeah.
If you'll defend the word of God in this untoward generation. God will defend you when you need him. He'll come to you when you pray. He'll come to you in the time of need.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God tonight. Her power in the word of God. Her power in the word of God. He told them over there in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, Moses stepping off the scene. Moses giving his last address, Brother Jason. Amen, Brother Earl. He said, if you honor God's word, if you'll honor these commandments that I've left you, he said he'll bless your cattle.
Yes.
He'll bless your kind.
Sure.
He'll bless your herds. He'll bless your flocks. He'll bless your vineyards. He said you'll have rain in his season. He said you'll have, amen, a blessed life. I'm not, I love what Brother Cecil Buchanan says. Don't hear what I'm not saying. Amen. I'm not a charismatic. I'm not saying you'll never have no trouble. You'll have some trouble from time to time. But I'll tell you what. God will bless you if you're honest.
Yes.
Or every one of these scriptures.
Glory to God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I probably I get a little animated at times. Oh, praise God.
All right.
I like it there. Amen. But this word, God will bless you if you'll honor his word. Amen.
Yes.
He told him over there in Deuteronomy, I'll give you peace around the bed. Amen. Now, you know what? I'd like to be like David of old, wouldn't you? You know what God said time and time and time again throughout the Old Testament? Amen. When the children of Israel got in trouble, a lot of times he'd say, for David's sake. I'm going to deliver them for David's sake.
Yeah,
he told David, he said, now I'll never leave your seed. I'll never forsake them. I'll never depart from them like I did Saul. He said, if they do wrong, if they sin against me, he said, I'll chastise them. I'll bring, amen, chastisement upon them. But I'll never leave them. Because of David and how he lived and how he loved God and how God loved him. I want to live the life. Zach and Kelly's doing great spiritually. But I'll tell you, if they ever got in trouble, I want to have, amen, some kind of relationship with God that God would say, for Kirk's sake, I'm going to help him. If Sawyer ever gets in trouble, if Haley ever gets in trouble,
come on.
I want God to say, I'm going to help him. Because of Mary Quarles' prayers. I believe I've been blessed because of the old timers' prayers.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because they honored the word of God.
Honor the word of God.
Means a lot, don't it?
Yes, it means so much.
You know the Bible said, if you honor this word, he'll make the simple wise. Would you like to be wiser?
Come on.
I'd like to have wisdom. I'd like to have God's wisdom on you.
Right.
He'll make the simple wise if you'll study this book.
He will.
You'll begin to make your decisions according to what this says.
All right.
Amen. That'll lead you in the right direction.
Right.
That'll guide you right where you need to go.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It said over there, great peace.
Great peace.
Have they that love thy law. Great peace.
Thank you, Lord.
I was thinking about that scripture before I got up here. I felt like the Lord dealt with me. There's people in this building right now. You would about do anything for some peace. Amen. How many would love to have peace when you lay down tonight?
Oh, come on.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Great peace have they that love thy law. If you'll meditate on this day and night. My goodness, great peace, he said. And here's the kicker. Amen, the last part of it said, and nothing shall offend them. Now that don't mean, that word offend there is not like us saying offend today.
Right.
We've changed it all together. It's not, nothing won't upset them, or nothing won't make them mad, or nothing won't bother them. When we say, oh, he's offended, that means, you know, we made them mad, or we hurt their feelings. That word offended there means backslide.
Backslide.
Now, I'm not wanting grace, always in grace. Not nowhere's there. But I know one thing. If you're getting up of this in you, you'll not backslide. Right. Amen. You will. I'll tell you what, Brother Jason. Brother Tommy, a long time ago, I got beyond the fear of going to hell for being saved. Brother George, I don't want to go to hell. I'm not a fool. I don't want to be lost. But I'll tell you what pulls me on. I'll tell you what will put me on my knees for hours a day. I want to see heaven. Woo. I want to see Jesus. I want to even sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb. I want to sit with Abraham. Oh, I don't know anything about it. I'll tell you how. Because of the book. Because of the book. Because of the book. Amen. I want to sit with Jesus. I want to be there when the church, amen, go to the, amen, theme of judgment. The judgment seat of Christ.
Hallelujah, Lord.
You know what that is? What does Bema mean? Rewards.
Lord. Yeah.
Anybody ever been to a high school graduation?
Yes.
Sure.
They call out people's names. Man, sometimes they've got all these decorations. Mama was skimpy. But I was there,
brother. Yeah.
Ooh. I'm not gonna be decorated, Brother George, like the Apostle Paul. But I'm gonna be there by the grace of God. They handed out a lot of scholarships and different things. You know, some of them had them, whatever they're called, shrouds or whatever. But I'm telling you what, amen, when we get to that judgment, I want to see the great men receive their reward, don't you?
Yes,
I want to see the Apostle Paul. I'll tell you what, I'll be a clapping. I'll be a cheer. Amen. Won't be no jealousy there.
Come on, that's right.
Praise God. My goodness. Amen. This word of God. Oh, nothing shall offend them, it said. Some things are not easy. God told Jacob, go back to Bethel, didn't he?
Go back to Bethel.
Yeah.
You know what that was? That was a death sentence.
Yeah.
That was a death sentence.
All right.
Go back to Bethel.
Lord, Lord.
Check it, good brother Daniel. Can you make it? Checking the Lord on the shoulder. Esau lives there.
Yeah.
That's where Esau lives. Amen. Jacob went. There he went. He turned and went.
Yeah.
Then he got news. Go tell Esau I'm coming.
Go tell him.
When they got and found Esau, they said he's a riding with all he's got. He's got 400 soldiers with him. He didn't need 400 soldiers to take care of Jacob.
No.
But he had them anyway. Jacob then, he said, well, it's do or die here now. It's death or life now.
Yeah.
He crossed over Jabbok and prayed it through that night. You know what Jacob said? He came out there and said, my life is preserved.
Preserved.
And if you read it and look at it closely, you'll see he went to Esau. He left that prayer meeting, went straight to Esau without inhibition.
Yeah.
He went to Esau without fear.
Yeah.
He knew God had answered his prayer.
Right.
You can pray it through.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
The doctor might say cancer, but you can hear God say life.
Oh, yeah. Right. Come on.
Amen. Like Brother Tom was talking, Brother Jason, Brother George, that's what it's been. I tell you, if we'll get a hold of this book, there's no limit. There's no limit to this. Hey, but God's not limited, is he? Amen. He can do anything tonight.
Right.
He said he'll bless us.
He'll bless us.
Brother Russell McDonald, one of the greatest men ever walked. Fella come up to him, Brother Jason. He loves to tell me about it. Now, don't tell him I said this, but he's probably told me 3 or 4 or 5 times. But I love it every time. I don't get old to me. But this man was going to start my business, Brother Kevin. And he came to Brother Russell, and he knows, you know, Brother Russell. If you know Brother Russell, I mean, Brother Jason knows. He says, thus saith the Lord, Brother Earl, that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
He said, Brother Russell, I'm going to start my business if it's the Lord's will. I want you to pray about it. And Brother Russell come back to him, you know, he's got his own ways, his own lingo and stuff. He told him something like, jump on it, son.
Jump on it.
Jump on it, son. That guy took off with that business a few years ago. God blessed it, making hand over fist money. Brother Russell's car broke down last year, Brother George. He heard him a horn out in the driveway. He walked out there, Brother Jason. There was that fella. Handed him a set of keys to a brand new car. Said, there you go, preacher. He loves telling me that. He loves that.
All right.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Amen. God done that.
That's right.
Amen. Brother Ben Staggs is wanting to start him a business with this fiber optic stuff and things. Brother Gabbard was at our church a couple of weeks ago. And I'll tell you now, if you all, most of you all know Melissa, and I don't know if you know her. But if Melissa says something, you can take it to the bank. That girl that prayed, this girl I was seeing, I told John one time, with that shouting and worshiping stuff, my brother John, I said, see that little girl right there? He said, I said, I got more confidence in her than anybody in this church. Brother Jackson, I think, prophesied to her, and she said, look at. I said, God's going to use that kid right there. Yeah. And she's always just had the hand of God on her, Brother Tom.
Yeah.
But anyway, Brother Gabbard was there, and Brother Ben went up and said, I want to know, Brother John, if I start this business or not. Brother John said, fear not, do what's in your heart. Ooh, amen. They got to telling Jason, you know, Ben's dad. And of course, Jason loves Melissa. He's a backslider, but he loves the church, loves me, loves, he I don't know why he's backslid, he's crazy. He ought to be in church. Amen. And, but Melissa said, I already told him that. I said, you didn't need Brother Gabbard to prophesy to you. Hold on, I'll tell you what, it's nice to have it. Amen. Before I had open heart surgery, when Brother Gabbard and I was going down the road, he just looked over at me and said, I saw the Lord give you a new lease on life. So I said, Brother Jason, I thought, you want to elaborate on that some? You want to tell me more about that?
Yeah.
Woo!
Praise God.
These blessings will overtake you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. There was a man in Noah Phillips Church a while back. God blessed him. I mean, hand over fist with money. He was a rich man. But he got sideways with God, got sideways with Noah and everything. And he backslid. And God brought him down to nothing. He could barely pay rent in a little trailer that he was living in finally. The man had wealth running out of his ears when he was living right. And he was about like the prodigal. He shook himself. He come to himself and he said, I'm going to do bad. I'm going to get right. He saw what had happened and he repented and got saved. And he went back to Brother Noah and said, Brother Noah, Pastor, I'm sorry. I done wrong. And it wasn't very long. God built it right back up again.
Thank you. Wow.
There it was again.
Thank you, Lord.
All kinds of money. I'm telling you what, preacher, you preaching charismatic, don't hear what I'm not saying. But I'll tell you what, God is able to bless his people. Right. And that's part of health, is part of it. Like Brother George and some of them said, Brother Tom, some of them talked about tonight. God will give you health. Amen. What he's done for Brother Jason, it's God's will for him, pastor this church.
Sure.
Amen. Brother Scotty come down and told me, you're the only reason you're alive, Brother Kurt, because God wants you to pastor this church. Amen. God's kept you alive to pastor this church. Amen. Oh, but he can bless us, can't he?
Right.
He can bless us. It ain't God's will for us not to be blessed by this
church.
It ain't God's will for us to struggle every day and worry and fret. That's not the Lord's will for his people. Amen. He said, if you would give, he said, I'll cause men to give unto your bosom good measure.
Good measure.
Pressed down, shaking over, shaking together, running over. My goodness.
Yeah.
He wants to help his people.
That's right.
If we can, if we'll be blessable.
Yes.
If we'll be blessable.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
He can't bless some. Some people get a pretty good thing going, they forget about God.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you tonight. I'm going to quit. Well, Let me read a few verses here in Deuteronomy 28.
Come on.
And I'll be done. The Lord's will.
Yes, bless
you. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God,
yes,
to observe and to do all his commandments, to observe and to do half of them.
No.
Three quarters.
Yes, come on.
What about nine-tenths of them?
Yeah.
It won't work.
No.
You got to do it all, don't
you? Do it all.
You got to have it all. Amen. Which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be the fruit of thy body, that's your kids. And the fruit of thy ground, that's all your crops, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep.
Woo.
Blessed shall be the basket in thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in. Blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. They'll scatter. Amen.
Yeah.
The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself. as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open up unto thee good his good treasure.
Good treasure.
Yes. Good treasure. The heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season, and bless all the work of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. Let's tell you where America's at. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above only. Thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God,
right,
which I command thee this day to observe to do them. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Like I said, it will go. Don't try to see the logic in something.
Yeah.
That's not the way you look at the Bible.
Right.
The Bible is spiritually discerned.
Right.
You cannot take a carnal mind and understand the Bible.
True.
Amen. You've got to have the Spirit to understand the Bible. Part of it you can understand is repent. If you're not saved, you've got a carnal mind, you can understand repent.
Right.
Amen. But God wants to bless his people.
Right. Yes, he
wants to bless you. It's his good will. I appreciate being here. Appreciate Brother Jason.
Good, miss.
Amen. Wasn't that good?
Yes,
wasn't that good?
Yes.